This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We will have part two of our road trip as we try.
Douglas,
and I are going to take a trip to Houston and bring Jonathan Gannon there and leave him there. And it's a kind of awkward hour because the guy who plays for him is Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
And he is on right now, and is the Brandon Graham call-in sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good. Brandon Graham's here. Congratulations, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, man. I appreciate you.
You are on a 14-win team. What does that feel like?
Man, it feels great, man, to be able to finish the season off the way we did. I mean, you know, to get the first round by, to get guys back, man. I mean, after 14 wins, you know, I'm just feeling good, man. I'm just feeling like, you know, the sky's the limit for us. We just got to make sure we just go. We just got to make sure we put that work in.
Brandon, on a personal level, having gone through the injury that you had the previous year, being 34 years old, did you exceed your own expectations this season?
You know what? I did, honestly. You know, I just wanted to come back and play good for the team. And, man, it definitely exceeded everything. And then, you know, all the different things that came with it, with the Man of the Year stuff, that caught me by surprise. Just, you know, the fans and, you know, the love that I've been getting this year, you know, it's just been, man, such a moment for me that I'm just trying to enjoy while it's here because, man, time has flown because it's been so fun this year.
You know what else? You, for a long part of this year, Brandon, you got fewer snaps than you had in previous season. But after the Josh Sweat injury, you got more snaps and proved you could still play at a high level with more snaps. How were you able to do that at your age? What is the secret to this?
You know what? Just talking to the older guys when I was younger, just making sure you got a regimen and take care of your body. Because if you feel good, you're going to play good. And so I think knowing what I know now and you know, adding that to my game on top of, you know, my body feeling right so I can do those things, man, it's just taking care of yourself. And that comes with eating right. That comes from getting massages, all kind of different things that you know that your body need to make sure that you can practice. And then it always translates to the game. But, yeah, man, it's been, you know, a blessing for sure, you know, because that's number one. And for me, man, I'm doing all I can control, and that's taking care of the body as best I can.
Hey, Brandon, we know how much you love playing football. I don't know anybody who ever loved playing it more than you do. If the Eagles won the Super Bowl again this year, would you be more inclined to retire on top? Would that have any effect on your decision on whether to keep playing?
Man, it's funny you saying all that, man. Wifey asked me the same question. And you know what? Let's win it first, then I'll talk to you.
How about this? I'm thinking the same way your wife is. That's very nice.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's cool, though, man, because you done no matter what after this year. You ain't even want to talk to me about it. So I know you done. I know you through. Because I was going to say, man, let's run it back, man, if we win it all.
That's a fair answer. All right, let's talk about what's going on right now with the team, Brandon. I think you would probably agree you're not playing the absolute best football you've played this year. Is that a concern to you?
It's not. For me, I know what's up. We didn't have a lot of guys that we had that we was playing at a high level with all year. And, you know, we lost some guys. But I was happy for some of the younger guys to step in and get some experience, because that experience is definitely going to carry us. It's going to take us a long way, you know, especially down the line, even for, you know, a couple years to come for them guys to get that experience. So I'm not worried at all. As long as we come ready when that week come on who we know to play, I mean, man, I know I'm going to put my money down on my team because the way our focus is, the way Nick demands our, you know, focus and the little things, man, I'm telling you, it's being led by Nick. Nick is really a great coach, and we got a great coaching staff, man, upstairs. been taking care of business for us, and all they ask us to do is just make sure we just keep working on those things that, you know, that could get us beat. And so, man, I'm not worried. We got Jalen back. We're going to have Lane. We're going to have all the guys. CD got his experience from being back. I mean, not being there for a minute. He felt good being out there. And hopefully Avante is added to the crew, man. And then, bam, you know, we're going to be full strength and ready to go.
I got it. You think Avante will be back? That would be awesome.
Just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, yeah. Like, who knows? We got 2 weeks. And right. I know he told me he was getting out that boot. So that was a great sign. Knowing about that turf toe a little bit, and mine was on a mild scale. You know, I want to see how he's feeling when I get back. I'm probably see him this week because we go up there. And then we'll go from there. But even if we don't get him this one, you know, it'd be nice to get him, you know, after, you know, we take care of business.
Well, you said something on your show last night that amazed me. You said that you liked the way it worked out, that the last game was meaningful because it got people, all your starters, to get back on the field playing a game that mattered. You think it's important rather than sit down for like a month without a big game. You think it was better the way it played out.
Oh, yeah, I love that, man. You got to keep that edge. You got to keep that edge. And I think if we would have clinched in Dallas, you know, everybody, I mean, I just feel like our focus needs to just stay on the season. Like, even now, we get a little break for the weekend. It's like, you know, if you got to go home, you know, just to see your people, go ahead, go home. But, you know, nobody should be on the beach nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't did nothing. We ain't did nothing yet. Like, you know, when you get on the beach, that's when we done, you know, and done with everything. And I mean, parade included. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I just love our focus as a team right now, man. It's just making sure that we taking care of each other and making sure that no distractions. We just got to stay focused at the task at hand, and that's winning that ring.
Hey, Brandon, how will you spend this bye week? What will you do during this week?
We work till Friday anyway, so that's cool. That's what's up with Nick. You know, he kind of cut us, like cut into the weekend part of us, you know, getting away. This is for that I'm sure for that meaning of just trying to stay focused and, you know, trying not to have too much idle time, but giving us good time to rest. We're going to make sure we just keep it going, man, because we got such a rhythm that we're in right now. You know, the first game back, you know, last game, people didn't like how, you know, we let them, we hung in there. But that's the league, man. That's NFC East opponent. I mean, they know us. It's just something different when you play them division games, man. It's always one of those tight, close ones. It's never like just, you know, you always never just pull away from those type of teams. So I'm not worried at all about it. I know that Jalen, it was good to see him back in there and good to see him comfortable. And I know when we put a real game plan in to play who we're going to play, you know, we're going to give ourselves the best shot to go out there and win.
Hey, listen, we're all going to be watching the playoff football, even though you guys are not in it next weekend. Give us a rooting guide. Who are you going to be rooting for? Because you get to root for who your opponent's going to be. Tell us who you would have a preference to come to the link to play in the division round.
Hey, you know what? We're going to be ready for whoever. It don't even matter, man. You know, we're just going to make sure that we make it about us. It ain't about them, you know. But I am going to watch to see who won us, because the Giants know if they win – they see us again, because obviously their coach said they're going to see us again in a couple weeks. That's what he said to, one of the coaches. And so I guess that's the plan from them, you know. But you never know how these playoffs go. We're just going to be ready for whoever shows up.
I could see my co-host here, Brandon, Al Morganti.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he would like you to face Tom Brady again and to strip the ball again. You wouldn't mind that, right? You wouldn't mind getting one more shot at Brady? No?
Hey, I would love to, you know, say what's up to him. You know what I'm saying?
One more time, right, Brandon?
That would be cool. But, you know, we don't know who we're going to play. But I'm excited, man, just to be in the postseason, because I don't never take that for granted. You know, in my career, only been there, what, three or four times out of my career, and the one time we went all the way with it. So I'm just trying to make it two times we go all the way with it.
Brandon, you let a lot of people in this city root harder for the Eagles because they're rooting so hard for you. You're awesome, and nothing but success in the playoffs. As always, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.